Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for joining us. As stated, my name is Sarah Bittleman. Many of you actually already know me from my work at USDA, where I worked as energy senior advisor and on EPA issues for Secretary Vilsack. In February, I began my job here as a senior agricultural counselor to the Environmental Protection Agency administrator. The position of Ag Counselor helps ensure that the EPA Administrator and senior agency staff are advised on ways in which complex environmental issues impact growers and the greater agricultural community. I am building on the work of former Ag Counselors, including Larry Elworth, my direct predecessor, who, as many of you know, was a tireless and is a tireless advocate for successful farms with cleaner air, cleaner water, and cleaner land. Having previously served as senior advisor to Secretary Vilsack at USDA, and also in this administration at the Department of the Interior under Secretary Salazar, and before that, for many years in Congress, I have worked on a range of policy issues involving agriculture, energy, and natural resources, and spent years listening and working with growers and ranchers across the United States. I grew up in upstate New York on a tree farm in dairy country, in Washington County to be exact. But my longest single job on Capitol Hill was actually for Ron Wyden from Oregon as his Natural Resources and Ag Counsel. And there I managed his agriculture policy. I would be asked, when I worked for him by folks from Oregon who didn't know me, well, what does a girl from New York know about Oregon ag? And I would respond, I'm actually from upstate rural New York, and rural issues are rural issues, whether you're from Washington County, New York, or Tillamook County, Oregon. With these experiences, I've seen the pressures that the agriculture community is under, which is why I'm committed to ensuring that any potential effect on the ag community is always carefully considered in every EPA decision. Because farmers and ranchers are an essential part of our economy, but that doesn't mean that the ag community's economic strength has to come at the expense of a healthy environment. In fact, we can have both, and we can have both together. The reality is that environmental and agricultural issues often overlap, but for some groups it may not always seem that way, and that's where I come in, to try to bridge these gaps. Whether it's EPA's work on the Hypoxia Task Force to reduce nitrate levels in the Gulf of Mexico, or protecting the health of farm workers from harmful pesticides, or concepts like conservation, public health issues, how public lands and private lands intersect, environmentalists and farmers can get behind all of those. It is clear in programs like EPA's AgStar that this is true. Since 1993, EPA worked with USDA with the goal of increasing the amount of farm-based renewable energy generation, protecting air, land, and water resources, and enhancing rural economic growth. Today, there are almost 200 digesters in operation, reducing over 1.5 million metric tons of CO2 per year, producing enough energy to supply more than 36,000 homes, which is a town the size of Canton, Ohio. As President Obama made clear during his State of the Union address, by investing in clean energy, we can continue to create good American jobs, reduce our reliance on foreign oil, and reduce the cost of energy for families and businesses. I am here to advance the President's priority of a clean energy future here at EPA, and we can do that with agriculture as a partner. Second, I want to continue to build on the federal, state, and local partnerships EPA has established to engage farmers and ranchers in the important work of continually improving the quality of our water, air, and land. Take CAFOs, for example. Across the country, our regional offices are in the field, meeting with CAFO owners and operators and sharing best practices and rules with owners and operators to ensure that the common sense standards they have that we have and they can implement, protect our communities' water resources together. Another great example of this work is with our dairy owners in the Yakima Valley in Washington State. Groundwater testing indicated that nitrate levels in the community's drinking water had risen above what is considered safe. By sharing best practices and working with dairy owners, along with the Washington State Department of Agriculture, EPA Region 10 was able to reach an agreement that will help keep the area's water clean and keep farms in business. Throughout the country, the challenges the American agriculture community faces are complex, and they vary region by region, state by state, community by community. I look forward to working with our state and local partners, with all of our regions at EPA, with the agricultural stakeholders, with the National Association of State Ag Directors, with the National Association of Conservation Directors, and many other groups to help maintain robust agriculture economic growth alongside a healthy environment. And I plan on doing that here at EPA with the help of many of our friends in the federal family, including the USDA. With that, I would be happy to answer a few questions.
Question comes from Gary Truitt with Hoosier AG today.
One of the issues, I guess, that seems to be there between the ag community and the EPA is simply a matter of trust. There have been a number of instances and issues in the past that have eroded some of that trust. How do you see your agency and your actions moving forward to try and rebuild some of those lines of communications and the trust between the ag community and the EPA?
Gary, I think that is a very good question, and thank you for asking it. I think you're absolutely right. I think there are some issues of trust that are definitely at play here. My job is to figure out how to restore some of that trust, and I think that some of that actually can be restored by working directly with the ag groups and with growers and ranchers individually. But I also think that what's important here is EPA working deeply with the Department of Agriculture, with the conservation districts, with the state departments of ag, so that we actually hear from and work with these other folks who actually have perhaps more consistently positive relationships with the agriculture community. It's not just, we don't need to be the face of everything, clean air, clean water. These other folks are actually working on cleaner air, cleaner water, cleaner land. We can partner with them, and we can add to their knowledge base, to USDA's and NACD's knowledge base, what potential standards are for cleaner water and cleaner air and better land, so that we are involved in the evolution of cleaner air and cleaner water, but we don't need to be the face of it all the time. And I think that by partnering with these other folks who work so closely with agriculture as well as with agriculture, we can little bit by little bit grow a base of increased and better trust relationships.
Your next question comes from Gene Boucher from Iowa Farmer Today.
Thank you. In Iowa, we've been working on kind of a voluntary approach to the water quality issue. I don't know how closely, I know EPA has worked with the Iowa officials on that. I wonder if you could address how that fits into this whole thing and a little bit of how the state approaches may vary when dealing with some of these issues.
Right. So thanks for the question, Gene. So this goes directly to what I was saying about how these issues can differ from region to region, approaches can differ from state to state, but the overall goals are the same, which are cleaner air, cleaner water, cleaner land across the country. I'm not going to, I know that discussions are ongoing between Region 7 and the state, so I'm not going to comment directly on those, because I don't want to get in the middle of that, but I am monitoring it. I'm aware of it. I think that it's important for each. One of the strengths of EPA has been their delegation authority and the work that they've done over the last 40 years in building relationships with the states and allowing the states to get to better air, better water, better land through mechanisms that work in those states. So the work that the state of Iowa and Region 7 are doing is very important, and I support the relationship between our regions and the states as they develop, voluntary guidelines to address all of these issues. It's my role to make sure that all of these efforts see some sort of fruition.
Closing remark.
Thank you, operator. I just want to take a moment to just thank everybody for getting on the phone today. My door is open to any additional follow-up questions folks may have. I think that it's a rare opportunity that I have had in government to serve the folks that I have served, and this job is a continuation in my interests and abilities and my goals in serving rural America. So I'm really looking forward to the job I've got here, the work I've got cut out for me, the partners that are here at EPA and the partners outside of EPA who are generally interested in agriculture as well as giving the United States a better environment. So thanks again for your time, and I look forward to talking to all of you again soon.